From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For many weeks, Dr. Cairns has been studying the book of Joshua, drawing powerful spiritual lessons from God's deliverance of the people of Israel under the leadership of Moses' successor, Joshua. The land of Canaan has been conquered, and in chapter 24, Joshua, now aged and near death, reminds the nation of the Lord's mighty acts on their behalf. Verse 15 contains some of the most memorable and challenging words that Joshua ever uttered. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." It is from this text that Dr. Cairns now brings the opening portion of a message called Life's Most Important Decision. As we'll see, first of all, Joshua's words contain a call for decision for the Lord. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5 and verse 16. "Yea, he is altogether lovely." The superlative beauty of Jesus is all-attracting. It is not so much to be admired as to be loved. He is more than pleasant and fair. He is lovely. Surely the people of God can fully justify the use of this golden word, for He is the object of their warmest love, a love founded on the intrinsic excellence of His person, the complete perfection of His charms. Look, O disciples of Jesus, to your Master's lips, and say, "Are they not most sweet?" Do not His words cause your hearts to burn within you as He talks with you by the way? Ye worshippers of Emmanuel, look up to His head of much fine gold, and tell me, are not His thoughts precious unto you? Is not your adoration sweetened with affection as ye humbly bow before that countenance which is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars? Is there not a charm in His every feature, and is not His whole person fragrant with such a savor of His good ointments, that therefore the virgins love Him? Is there one member of His glorious body which is not attractive, one portion of His person which is not a fresh lodestone to our souls, one office which is not a strong cord to bind your heart? Our love is not as a seal set upon His heart of love alone. It is fastened upon His arm of power also. Nor is there a single part of Him upon which it does not fix itself. We anoint His whole person with the sweet spikenard of our fervent love. His whole life we would imitate. His whole character we would transcribe. In all other beings we see some lack. In Him there is all perfection. The best even of His favored saints have had blots upon their garments and wrinkles upon their brows. He is nothing but loveliness. All earthly suns have their spots. The fair world itself hath its wilderness. We cannot love the whole of the most lovely thing. But Christ Jesus is gold without alloy, light without darkness, glory without cloud. Yea, He is altogether lovely.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Come this morning to read two verses of the entire passage that we read together last week in Joshua 24. We're going to read verse 14 and 15. And verse 15 will form our text for this morning. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua had an urgent task to perform. By this time, he was an old man, and he could feel the approach of death. He very well recognized that the sun was setting on his day of service in Israel, and yet he very fervently desired to accomplish one more thing, one last thing as the leader of the people. He knew all too well the weakness and the fickleness of the people of Israel. He had personally seen them fall into idolatry in the land of Egypt and then again in the wilderness journeys. And he feared that after his death, they would do the very same thing again. Naturally, as a spiritual man, he yearned to deliver them from that folly and to bring them to what George Bush, that is the preacher, not the president, called a free, intelligent, firm, and lasting choice of God as their portion. That was Joshua's aim. Now, as he was metaphorically on the banks of the Jordan, he wanted to bring his people to a free, intelligent, firm, and lasting choice of God as their portion. That was a worthy aim. If he succeeded in that, Joshua could die a happy man. And so he called the people together one last time. That must have been for him, and I'm sure for the people, a very emotional occasion. The great leader who had traveled so many miles with this people, who had met so many adversaries, who had led them through so many difficulties, and then finally brought them into their possession in the promised land, was about to die. This was his farewell message. He called the people together. He recalled for them the mighty works of God's grace and power on their behalf. Could they ever forget God's interventions in their favor to feed them day by day? These people had been for 40 years in the wilderness. They had never once gone hungry. Their shoes had not waxed old, nor their garments decayed. No enemy had been able to succeed against them. Could they ever forget how the Lord had fed them, how the Lord had led them, and how finally, how the Lord had given them possession of the promised land? Surely not. Yet, just as surely as Joshua was living and just as surely as Joshua was dying, he knew they could. And unless he intervened by the grace and power of God, they would forget. And so he pleaded with them in the light of all that the Lord had done. Therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Here we see the very same standard of worship as the Lord Jesus Christ set forth in John chapter 4 when he spoke to the woman at the well, and he said, "They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth." Joshua calls the people to worship not merely through ritual, not with mechanical observance, not saying one thing with their lips, but living another thing with their life, but in sincerity. There's the spirit, there's the heart of the worship he demanded. And in truth, there's the biblical content of the worship he demanded. Serve the Lord. Fear him. Put away the gods that your fathers served in the days of their idolatry. Serve ye the Lord. That was Joshua's plea. And as he left that before them, he issued this demand for decision. A demand for a decision for the Lord. When he said, "If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods that your fathers served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua's words will never die. That text out of the book of Joshua is, I suppose, the most famous part in all the book. This is a book of great statements and a great book of great events. And yet out of everything in the book of Joshua, I suppose this is more widely known in the Church of Christ than anything else. Joshua said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Those words will never die. They are as compelling, they're as fresh today as the day that Joshua uttered them. They confront us with the claims of our Lord and of His Son, Jesus Christ. They challenge the idolatry and the indifference of sinners, and they register the decisive consecration of every Christian. The text, therefore, is a text as much for us as it was for Israel. And I want us this morning to spend a few minutes with it as we consider from it life's most important decision. I want to give Joshua's words their full gospel significance. I have preached unto you for many years the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have told you of God's sovereign saving grace. Time and time again, I have led this congregation from Christ's pre-incarnate glory in the majesty of the Holy Trinity down to the manger, further down to the cross, further down to the empty tomb, and then back again through His resurrection to the throne of God. At every step, I have sought to extol Christ's saving grace and redeeming power. Now, in the light of everything that I have said through our studies in Joshua, in the light of everything that I have said in years and years of gospel ministry to many of you, I want to do as Joshua did, and to demand an intelligent, firm, and lasting decision from you to make Christ in very truth, not merely in empty profession, but in very truth, your everlasting portion. And in order to do that, I want to make three observations about or from this text. First, I want to observe that it gives to us, or sets before us, a call for decision for the Lord. You cannot hear what you have heard and do nothing about it. That is impossible. You cannot receive the blessings that you have received from the hand of God and make no response to the great giver of those blessings. Everywhere about you in your life, whether it is a preacher in the pulpit, whether it is the bread on your table, whether it is the bed on which you lie, the health that you enjoy to whatever extent you enjoy it, the breath you breathe, the sky above you, the earth beneath you, these things all combine in one mighty, mighty voice, as of many waters, as God would use the testimony of creation and the testimony of grace to call upon you, choose you this day whom ye will serve. There is on every hand a demand that you come out avowedly on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you take a decisive stand for Him, that there is an end to compromise, that there is an end to vacillation, and that this day, decisively, you answer the question, who is on the Lord's side? And having done with the filth and with the folly of this world, you say before heaven, earth, and hell, by the grace of God, it is Christ for me, and it will be I for Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.